This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're at Freedom Fest 2019. You can go to freedomfest.com, learn more about the event, and it's a good one so far. Lots of people here. This place is packed full of folks coming from all over the place, and it's Ian and Mark with you. In fact, some people coming from as far away as, was it, where you were from, like Scandinavia, right?
Yeah, J.K. Norway.
Norway. J.K. Balterson is with us here. I met you last night during the kind of the party thing they had in this. They have like a big, it was a cool thing they did. They actually have the vendor area that we're sitting in with like 100 vendors. And so kind of after the event was over at like 7 o'clock, they set up some bars in here and basically said, hey, this is the soiree, this is the party. Come here and hang out with people in the vendor area. So it gave everybody an excuse to kind of mill around. Of course, all the vendors had their wares out, and a great excuse for people to come and see who's here, because this is a large room full of various different folks. And so, JK, somehow I found out that you were harassed by U.S. Customs coming into to the United States. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, I came into the U.S. at Detroit,
mm-hmm.
and I came to the normal immigration post where an immigration officer asked me some questions, and as they always do, they asked me, what my business was in the U.S., and I told them that I was going for a conference, and they asked what kind of conference I told them that it was a conference called Freedom Fest.
Uh-oh, you're trouble. He's trouble.
And then she asked me some more questions, and I thought that I would only be asked questions at that post. But then a guy came in, and I was taken to a room for a so-called extended interview.
Oh, my.
And that was more like an interrogation or worse.
Now, has this ever happened to you coming to the U.S. before? Have you been to any other country?
My first time I've been taken to a room for an extended interview.
Okay, but you have been here before, so you've been through customs before. And so what was the extended interview like?
Well, then they continued asking me questions. And they asked if I had any more luggage than I had on me. And I said I had one checked-in bag. And they told me to go and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And previously, I've been in customs checkpoints in other countries. And they've checked my stuff for goods that I've possibly bringing illegally into the country.
Right, like there's certain things that are prohibited.
But
meats, for instance.
But
fruits.
In this case, they checked my papers, and that's my first time. I had these speaker notes, and they went through them in pretty much detail.
Are we talking about like physical papers, or are you talking about
physical papers?
What about electronic devices?
And then one of the officers asked me to empty my pockets, and they particularly asked for my cell phone.
Oh, boy.
And he told me to turn it on and put it in airplane mode.
Okay.
And I said it was on and in flight mode. And then he told me to enter the password.
Or else. So, by the way, just for our listeners who are maybe unfamiliar with this, this happened to me as well. Coming back into the United States, we were at a conference in Mexico called Anarchapulco, and I'd come back in there the previous 2 years with no issues, but in this particular case, they were definitely looking for me, and they wanted to search my devices as well. And what they'll do is if you say no... Because you can say no to putting the password into the device. They'll just take the phone. They'll take your laptop. They'll take whatever it is you have.
That's if you're coming into the country in which you live. However, it's JP? JK.
JK.
JK here, they'll just turn him around.
Really?
So,
is that true?
They don't have to let him in the United States.
Okay.
He's not a United States citizen. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. So, you know, this is just a privilege as far as they're concerned. You have some, you know, C-plus students sitting there, you know, in a government uniform saying, well, I think I'm just not going to let this guy in. Mm-hmm. He's got no qualifications. I don't like some of the stuff he says. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Land of the free. You can't come in unless you let us look through your devices.
I didn't know that they could deny somebody entrance if they refused
They can deny
device
it for any, basically anything they want.
Okay. All right.
Petty dictators.
So continue with the story. They ask for the password, or they want you to put it in. So you didn't have to tell them the password. They let you put it in.
They wanted me to put it in. Right. And then I observed them scanning my phone.
Now, when you say scanning, do you mean they were just paging through it, or did they hook up a device?
No, they didn't hook up any device. They had another phone with which they scanned my phone, and I...
How does that work? Scanning in what way?
I could see that they were looking at my text messages, and when I asked the other officer when he let me go and let me into the United States... I asked them, what about the photographing of my phone? And then he said that he claimed that they didn't photograph it, that they were just translating the text messages.
Oh, I see.
And, that's bad enough.
So if this guy lies, then he's going to go to prison for 10 years?
No.
He's just a lie. He just told a lie, and that's all.
Yeah, but peeking in my text messages and translating them from my native Norwegian into English.
I imagine it doesn't feel very good.
It's bad enough.
Yeah. I don't imagine that feels good at all. I imagine they also recorded every last one of them, and they'll put it in some database someplace, because that's what governments do.
You lucked out, it sounds like. They searched your phone in front of you. They took mine. They did an initial search with just, like, the guy that searched it was, sort of a badge-wearing, uniformed character. But then afterwards, two ununiformed men came out wearing, you know, chains around their neck with a badge hanging from their neck. So these were, like, you know, detectives or some sort of plainclothes agents. And they came out and took my phone and laptop from me. That had already been unlocked, you know, for the previous agent. And, oh no, I'm sorry, the laptop had not been unlocked at that point, so I don't think they were even able to search the laptop. But they took it with them, and then they went to some other room and refused to allow me to follow and observe them. So I don't know what they did with my phone. I presume they hooked it up to some sort of a computer device that can basically download the entire contents of the phone. So it sounds like they took it easy on you, but it's an intimidating process, isn't it?
Yeah, I put myself in front of the officer who was scanning my phone so that I could observe.
So you could watch it. Yeah.
Watch what she was doing, and then at some points the other officer asked me over to answer some questions. Mm-hmm. Possibly because he saw that I was watching what she was doing.
Got to distract you so that you can't see what the petty bureaucrats are doing.
There was you told me about one of the questions that, you know, almost every border agent in any country is going to ask you, is how many days you plan to stay in the country. That you have kind of an interesting answer to that question.
Yeah, they asked me that question over and over again.
And what did you tell them?
First I said about a week, and then they also had a question of whether I had a return ticket, and I knew the exact date of the return ticket, but they wanted to see some paper documenting this, and I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. I thought you had told me last night, maybe I'm just misrecollecting what you said, but that you basically tell the agents at the border essentially that you'll stay as long as you feel like it or something like that. Didn't you tell me that?
When I leave Norway directly, when I fly out of Norway to a non-Schengen country, in Europe we have this Schengen area where you can travel without a passport between several countries. But if I fly to the UK, which is not a Schengen country, or to the US, which is not a Schengen country directly out of Norway, then they typically ask me, for how long are you going to stay? How long are you going to be gone? And My standard answer to that question is, I'll be gone for as long as it suits me.
Okay, so now it makes more sense. You were saying that to the Norwegian guys,
yeah,
where you're a citizen there, so you can kind of get away with more, you know, playing games with those guys.
This is the same situation you had coming into the United States.
Yeah, I got to say, sorry, Mark. No, JK, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. Michael Meaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 on day number 2. Go to freedomfest.com. Learn more about the event. Talking with some of the interesting folks that are here. There's a lot of people to talk to. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And let's see, we've got these folks from U.S. Term Limits, and they came over here earlier today, and Nick Tombolidis is with us. Welcome, Nick, to Free Talk Live.
Great to be on with you guys. Thank you for having me.
What's your role over at TermLimits.com?
Well, I'm the executive director of U.S. Term Limits, and we're a national nonprofit that specializes in draining the swamp. We support term limits at every level of government, from Congress all the way down to dog catcher.
So take us through the basics on this. I mean, I think most people listening have probably heard of term limits.
They're almost self-explanatory.
Yeah, but what, you know, what's the term? You know, what term limits are you advocating? Why?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're advocating basically term limits for Congress. That's our big project.
United States Congress?
U.S. Congress.
Okay.
Yeah, not the Congress of Panama or anything like that.
Well, it could be state congresses. There's collections of these liars and thieves everywhere.
The Library of Congress, that really needs term limits. No, three-term limit in the House, two-term limit in the Senate, right? So if you could do both, that would be 18 years in Washington. That's more than enough time for anyone to make their mark on the system. If you can't get it done in 18 years, frankly, you have no business running for office in the first place. And we're doing it because, like most Americans, we're just frustrated with the way things work up there. You know, people run for office saying that it's a swamp, and then once they get there, they realize it's a hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They fall in love with with the perks and the privileges and the empire building that you have to do in Washington, D.C. All the incentives are horrible. You know, anyone who's independent-minded, when they get elected to Congress, they sit down with the leadership and they get basically the talk, which is, don't challenge the status quo. Don't be an independent thinker. What you need to do is keep your head down, toe the party line.
Just do what we say.
Just be a cog in the machine for a dozen years or more. And then maybe after a dozen years, we'll decide that we might give you a little crumb of clout. We might give you a committee chairmanship or something like that. And by the time people reach that point, their spirit's been broken. They've forgotten what drove them to run for office in the first place. We think if you had term limits, you'd get a lot more independent thinking.
The leadership wouldn't be there, right?
There'd be no leadership.
Right. The guy that had been there 40 years wouldn't be there to tell you that you couldn't do it, couldn't act the way you wanted to act, and thus it would be basically a bunch of freshmen all the time.
And we see this at the state level. You know, Illinois right now has a guy named Michael Madigan as their speaker. He's been the speaker for the last 37 years. He's got a total monopoly on power.
The speaker
of the state assembly.
Right. And how long has he been in office then? I mean, that's 50?
Something like that.
He took over his dad's seat?
He's in his late 70s right now, and he's just got a total monopoly on power. He's got a property tax appeals racket that has also made him like one of the wealthiest people in Illinois. All the power is concentrated with that guy. Now, let's contrast that with Florida, where I live. We've had term limits since 1992. We get a different speaker every 2 years.
Huh.
So the power is not concentrated with any one person. If you don't like what the speaker is doing, if you don't like the leadership, you wait a year, maybe you get somebody better that you can work with. I want to see that in Washington, D.C. I want to break up the monopoly of leadership, and I also think I want competitive elections, because right now 98% of incumbents get reelected every 2 years, and Congress has a 10% approval rating. That's a broken system.
Yeah, well, 10%,
absolutely.
So it's up.
10% is, I think, the highest they've ever gotten.
Yeah, like they were like 4.5, just below cockroaches.
Yeah, Congress is less popular than root canals and traffic jams. I think they're still beating head lice, but the lice have asked for a recount.
Yeah. it's just that bad. So
nobody thinks it's working.
So I've got questions as far as term limits go. How does this really solve my problems as far as freedom goes? So I think of people like Rand Paul, Massey, Amash, Lee. These are people that I want to stay in office in Washington, D.C.,
right,
if I could get them there. I don't want to rush them out. And it seems like, that these term limits really are just trading one crappy politician for another.
So it's interesting. The guys you mentioned, Rand Paul, Amash, and Massey, all three of them are among the leading co-sponsors of bills for term limits.
Hmm.
Because if you talk to them one-on-one, they'll tell you, look, I like, you know, being up here. I think I'm making an impact. But I don't like being on the losing side of a 433-2 vote. I don't like the fact that, you know, the swamp is continually, you know, crushing everything that I try to do. Those guys would prefer that you had a totally new system in Washington, D.C. that was a citizen legislature, more responsive to the people, rather than them being in the small minority of people who actually give a damn.
They think that overall right? It would be better.
Yeah, overall it would be a lot healthier for the system. And one reason why is term limits would make Congress more diverse. I'm not talking about skin color. I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about what the people in Congress actually did before they got there.
You mean not so many lawyers is what you mean.
Exactly. Right now, over half the people...
It's a lawyer-industrial complex.
It is. It is. And right now, over half the members of Congress are either professional attorneys before they got there, or professional politicians.
You use the term professional, but really, if they were good attorneys, they would have made a lot of money. Politics right. and judge seats are for the attorneys that couldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't. They're like, oh, man, this is hard work.
I know. Well, right. Nothing is better than just earning $174,000 a year to sit on your ass, and that's what...
a lot of that. There's a lot of campaigning
involved. It's a pretty sweet deal up there. So we want to diversify it. We want a system where, you know, people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, doctors, teachers, engineers, small business people, they can come to Washington. If they're fed up with what's happening, they can make a difference in 6 years and then come home to live under the laws that they make. They don't have to be a cog in the machine for 30 years to scratch the surface of having influence and power.
But did you say earlier you wanted the terms to be limited to two or three?
What? Three. Three terms in the House, six uh-huh. years, and two okay. terms in the Senate for 12 years.
Well, why? Why did you pick those numbers?
So we did it because we really wanted to respect what the framers' vision was for the chambers, right? The House was supposed to be a lot more democratic, a lot more rough and tumble. The framers gave it a 2-year term specifically for that reason. They wanted very high turnover. For the majority of our country's history, there's been a turnover rate over 50% in the House. It only really started to change around the turn of the 20th century. The Senate is Latin for Council of Elders. It's supposed to be a lot more deliberative. Originally, senators were not elected at all because they were supposed to be a lot more independent than the House. I think a 12-year limit respects the difference between the two chambers.
Okay. And were you the guy who made the choices? Did you found U.S. term limits?
I did not, no. Okay. U.S. term limits have been around since for as long as politicians have been corrupt.
No
I think
kidding.
Aristotle founded U.S. term limits in 350 B.C.
So it's...
We've been around since 92, and we've always advocated this limit because it seems to be the consensus choice among the American people.
I think it sounds fine as far as the numbers go, but I also, to myself, I'm thinking, you know, you used the terminology when I was over there, that what you're doing is you're asking the demons to vote out hell, and
right.
they're
yeah.
not going to do that. So your plan? Do you have a plan for this ridiculous idea?
You're right. The demons won't close down hell. The turkeys won't vote for Thanksgiving. The chickens won't vote for Colonel Sanders. So we need to do something else. We do have a plan. Actually, the founding fathers had a plan. When they wrote the Constitution, they gave us two ways to amend it. The first is the 2/3 vote in Congress. We're not holding our breath waiting on that. The second is the states can take action under Article 5. The states, state legislatures, more specifically, can call a convention to get a constitutional amendment.
Can you hold that thought? We talk more about this here. We got more coming up here with Nick Tumbalides from TermLimits.com, and this is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. Go to freedomfest.com to learn more about this event. And go to freetalklive.com to learn more about us. Grab archives of the show and so many other great features there that are available to you free, unlike a lot of other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites and the various features there. So head on over to freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here as we continue with Nick Tombolides from termlimits.com. We were just talking about the proposal from U.S. Term Limits that the U.S. representative should have 3 terms maximum, and the U.S. Senate should have 2 terms maximum. And you were just about to kind of explain how we could possibly, or that could possibly be accomplished.
Right. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to achieve it.
Sure. Well, like I said, we're not holding our breath waiting on Congress to propose this idea. I think you're going to see pigs fly before that happens. But there is another way to do it, and that is the state legislatures. Article 5 of the Constitution lets the state legislatures do an end run around the swamp in Washington and implement constitutional amendments on their own via convention. Yeah, so what has to happen is 34 state legislatures need to say, we want term limits on Congress. They pass a resolution to that effect. When 34 states have said it, the states, all 50 states, would come together in a meeting, a convention. They would decide what the amendment should be, and then it would get sent back and need to be ratified by 38 states. It totally reverses the incentive problem that we have now. Because right now the incentive is we can't get congressmen to limit their own power. If you go to state legislators, you're looking at people who would love to be in Congress. It's their dream since they rolled out of the womb to serve as a congressman, but they can't get there because there's a decrepit incumbent blocking the door.
Yeah.
Right. So if you can dislodge that incumbent, dethrone them, there'll be an open seat, state legislators can run. Something like this has passed in 15 states so far.
Okay.
So the concept's been proven. You need to go 34 states.
Now, when you have the Constitutional Convention, though, doesn't that basically open it up to any changes that they want to make, or would it be specific to just the one term limits issue?
No, we're not calling for the Constitutional Convention. We're not calling for the whole thing to be on the table. These resolutions in the states are written to allow for only a single issue, like term limits, or possibly two issues, maybe term limits and a balanced budget amendment. Not a single one of them says that the convention could discuss whatever it wanted.
So they couldn't go in there and make universal health care a right or something?
They could not. And if anyone tried to do that, they could be recalled from their states. In some states like Florida, where I live, we have something called a Faithless Delegate Act, where you could actually face a civil or criminal penalty if you try to veer off the subject at the convention.
Okay.
So, and the courts could stop that as well. But the biggest firewall against that happening is the ratification, because you need 38 states to sign off on any amendment before it becomes part of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That bar is very, very high. That's why there have only been 27 constitutional amendments up to this point. It's exceptionally hard to do.
Was the last one prohibition? Or,
no, it's much later.
Last one was Congress can't raise their own pay while they're in session, I think. It took 200 years to get that one done.
Well,
finalized it in 92.
Right, and it makes perfectly good sense. You don't want people voting on their own pay, and somehow or another the founders and their indomitable glorious document that is supposed to be handed down on high from Abraham Lincoln to George Washington on Mount Vernon, given to us the people, and we're all bound by it, that somehow they didn't think about, I wonder what we should that these people will vote to increase their pay.
And they've been asking for it. I think if Congress got paid based on performance, they would owe us money.
Right. Talk to me about how many laws you've repealed, and then we'll talk about pay raises. I'm happy to get pay raises if they do the things that I want them
to do. Well, I come from this place called the real world, where in order to get paid, you actually have to do a good job.
Right.
I know that that's a little bit of an alien concept to Congress, but hey.
Indeed.
That's why we want term limits.
So are you guys working with the state governments or state reps to put forward proposals in each state?
Yeah. We've got a team that's pretty much fanned out all over the country, and we're targeting state houses and state senates for passage.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska is the one exception. They have a unicameral, so you just need to pass one chamber out there. But we need 34 states, houses, and senate to adopt this.
And then
we'll be off to the races. Yeah, there's 15, and some of them, the bills need to be cleaned up a little bit, so we might go back in. But there have been 15 that have called for either a convention that would be strictly focused on term limits or would be focused on term limits plus balancing the budget.
So we need 20 more states to get this through. How likely is that? How many states have term limits? You would think that the states that have term limits would be like, this is wonderful, and they would vote it through. Or at the very least, they'd say, we have to do it, so those politicians in D.C. should have to do it.
You assume that those politicians in the states with term limits like being term limited.
Yeah.
They're not very fond of it.
I see.
But still, we've gotten a few of them to do it. Florida,
they don't like each other. That's the advantage.
No, they don't. You know, there's some issues with members of Congress who control a lot of financial aid that gets sent back to the states, and they a lot of state legislators are worried that Congress could use the purse strings to try to punish them or retaliate if they pursue term limits. So there's a little bit of trepidation with that, but we're breaking those barriers down. 15 states have term limits. If it's good for 15 states, if it's good for 36 governors, 9 of the 10 mayors in the largest cities in America, and if it's good enough for the leader of the free world, the president has term limits. What's so special about Congress that they should be able to stay for life?
Do you happen to know, just off the top of your head, of the 15 states, is New Hampshire one of them?
New Hampshire's not one of them.
Okay.
No. But I think an argument we could make in New Hampshire is the legislature there is so deprofessionalized.
Yes.
That the you have so many districts. The districts are so small. The barriers to entry are low because it doesn't cost as much to win. You can bootstrap
Correct.
Your way into office by knocking on doors and such. And the pay is so low.
$100 a year.
Yeah. What you have there is almost simulates the effect of having term limits without doing it.
You're right about that for the most part.
You
there
can
are
still
some
use
exceptions.
Term limits, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There are some exceptions, though, and there are some, like, lifelong state reps. So
right.
there still are those people. And I think the Secretary of State, now this is another question, would it also apply outside of, let's say, elected officials? So the Secretary of State in New Hampshire, he's in his 80s. And he's been there longer than I've been alive, I think, or like 1 year less than I've been alive.
If the man dies, they're going to cart him out and pretend like he's alive. It'll be like Weekend at Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so sad that they're drinking formaldehyde in somebody's cases. Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Do you want to see it apply to, you know, other people besides elected officials?
I think having...
Because this guy's appointed by the legislature.
I think having term limits on appointed officials would be good, would be a step in the right direction. It's not the focus of our activism here. People fundamentally understand...
You've got to achieve this before you go on and do other things.
Yeah, people fundamentally understand that Congress is the problem. That's where you have the most entrenchment. That's where you have the most corruption. So we want to focus on the House and Senate right now. I will say, though, I think... If you achieve this, if you get this convention and you prove that concept, that's going to open up the floodgates and allow opportunities to fix all sorts of problems in our country where Congress is recalcitrant. Like, for example, getting rid of congressional pensions. That's the next thing that you might see come down the pike. You might see, you know, term limits for appointed officials in Washington, D.C. Talking about New Hampshire, that would probably be more of a state issue.
Level, sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you have, I don't think you have initiative and referendum there. It makes it a little bit more difficult.
That's right.
But yeah, that's okay.
There's no way to, you know, just sort of get something on the ballot as a group or individual.
Right.
No.
But what you can do is you can actually have a state representative put forward a ballot measure that then can be voted on by the state reps, and then it goes to the they're called constitutional amendments, I think, in that
yeah.
case.
You know, I think you guys might actually have term limits for Congress in your either state statutes or your state constitution. I think the legislature passed it in the 1990s, along with 22 other states that did. There was a court case that said that's unconstitutional. States can't amend their own laws to term limit their congressmen. That's why it has to be a constitutional amendment. But I do recall New Hampshire took action on this, and it was widely supported at the time.
Interesting.
So you've got 22 states out there that pass some kind of law. Basically, all you're asking them to do is pass a law that says that we the
state want the convention.
Declare that we want to be involved in this convention.
We are out of time, but I really appreciate you coming on here, Nick. Just a little bit more coming up from Freedom Fest. That's Nick Tumbelides from TermLimits.com. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019, the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. Here for great events, and we're going to be here for another couple days, actually. This is a four-day-long event. We're on day number two. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. Mark, you've got a gentleman we should talk to here.
Yeah, I got Dave Metcalf, and Dave, I have seen your booth at a few of these different liberty-oriented events, and you have such a striking booth because you're able to display a product that is so visually unique and appealing, and it caught my attention. I went over and I started talking to you guys, and it turns out it's more interesting than I even imagined. What do you do?
Well, I'm a natural color diamond dealer. We deal in the rarest.
See, diamonds doesn't sound that interesting. Lots of people deal diamonds.
Yeah, these are naturally colored diamonds. So, out of the 88 million carats of diamonds that are mined annually worldwide every year, roughly 15,000 carats will be naturally colored, some color.
Hmm. So this kind of red gem I'm looking at here is not a garnet.
No.
This green one isn't an emerald.
No.
The blue one is not a sapphire.
Mm-mm.
The yellow one isn't, I don't know, tanzanite? I'm at the end of what I know.
Yes. No, they're all colored diamonds. For argument's sake or interest's sake, yellow diamonds, for instance, when a diamond is created, if nitrogen or hydrogen is present at the time it's created, then you may have a yellow diamond.
Hmm.
If boron is present, you might have a blue diamond. Red diamonds, they're not sure what causes them. They believe that there's a warping of the lattice of the crystal when it's in a plastic phase that makes it absorb all light but red.
Is this what they call blood diamonds? Is that
no? Blood diamond refers to diamonds that enter the diamond system from unknown sources.
Okay.
In other words, they're The blood diamond thing is pretty much done. I mean, I can't say that there aren't any diamonds in there that someone doesn't know where they came from. But really, we the industry has created a system of rules and self-regulation called the Kimberley process, and that process basically eliminates the possibility of any significant blood diamonds, as it were, being entered into the market.
Gotcha.
So this process, I would think that a lot of diamonds have been around for a long time. The Bible talks about diamonds.
Well, diamonds are an element.
Not like they go away. So, yeah. I mean, how many are there new diamonds are being brought into the system? How many diamonds that are sold, I guess, in stores are just a repurposed diamond, which isn't a terrible thing to say, or versus one that's new that they dug out of the ground?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. We're
in the investment diamond business.
Okay.
So out of that 88 million carats of diamonds that might be mined annually, only 15,000 carats are colored. That's less than 1 in 10,000.
Wow.
You know, and that's interesting. But what's exciting is that the demand for colored diamonds annually is in excess of 60,000 carats. So it's like going to an auction where every item for sale has four people bidding on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to pricing?
It's going up high.
Well, that's precisely what the mechanism that's been at play since 1973 when they started keeping track of colored diamond appreciation. Prices have doubled every 5 to 8 years for the last 50 years. And for over 20 years now, prices in this market have never gone down, not once ever, at the dealer level. That's now, through three recessions.
Tell me about, so we've talked about diamonds in the past on Free Talk Live. There was a really interesting article that just tore up the diamond business by The Atlantic years ago. Is it true that basically the diamond supply is controlled by one corporation?
That's true in the colorless diamond marketplace. De Beers, although they've relaxed their grip on the monopoly in the colorless diamond business somewhat over the last 10 or 15 years, basically, the colorless diamond market is a supply-controlled marketplace where they cut, polish, and release only what they know they can market, and therefore they maintain prices. But there is no such vehicle. There's no institution, public or private, with their thumb on the scale in the colored diamond business.
Why is that? How did the
15,000 to 88 million?
But if De Beers is controlling the market, how are the colored diamonds getting out of their control, I guess?
Well, it's not that they don't put them into the... It's not that they don't go through their hands.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there isn't hoarding. They're not hoarding back. Like, if they had enough... If De Beers released all the colorless diamonds that they have, we could pave
the
driveway with them.
Right. They would crash the market versus the colored diamonds, which are... In fact, scarce.
Right.
So you have a product.
So they're releasing
not,
all of them.
Right. You have artificial scarcity versus real scarcity.
Correct.
And the reason that that colored diamonds continue to go up is because the demand is high.
So De Beers can make money on these easily
they
by
do.
Releasing them.
They do.
They
but
do.
They don't have enough to dominate an industry to the point where they're going to say every woman should have an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done like that. But let me talk about what we do really.
Sure.
Yes, I'm a colored diamond dealer, but I was not raised at the knee of my grandfather in the colored diamond business. Okay. As a businessman and an entrepreneur, we went out and sought a widget that would provide certain features and benefits to people who we saw as at risk. Our clients are people who are self-made, people who have worked hard their entire lives, sacrificed, didn't take the extra holiday, drove the other car another year, invested in themselves, their families, and businesses, and at the very time of life when they want to take advantage of what they so justly deserve, everyone and sundry has their hand in their pocket. Whether it's economic instability, ridiculous debt loads. You know, in 06, 07, there was $180 trillion in bad debt out there. Now it's $280 trillion in bad debt. So I look at people who look like me, gray-haired people, and I say, how many more 06, 07s can we afford to go through? By seeking out a product like we have, natural colored diamonds, a marketplace where you do not provide a social security number when you buy. You have all the reporting requirements of a toaster oven.
Hmm.
In other words, you don't have any. You have the most concentrated, portable, discreet form of wealth on the planet that you can transport anywhere you want quite discreetly. A vehicle that allows you to pass wealth on to the next generation in a very discreet way.
I feel like a choir singing God Bless America should be backing you up as you do this. I mean, this is really an amazing little niche where one can truly invest in an incredibly scarce item that, for whatever reason, the politicians haven't gone in and gone after yet.
You've hit it on the head. You know, I love this business. I've been doing it for a very long time. And what we really have to sell is the service. The diamonds are the product, but the service is meeting someone, finding out what they're trying to accomplish. Are they a collector? Are they just looking to make money? Maybe it's strictly estate planning. Or maybe they're going to move to Costa Rica and they want to have a small collection of stones so they can sell one every year in the local currency to help offset their cost of living there. Whatever that is, we discover that. We find out what types of asset they want to allocate, and then we help them build that program. And, of course, people want to know two things. How do I make money doing this, and how do I get my money out after I make it? You make money in this market because it's a very rare commodity. The demand outstrips supply by 4-1. How do you get the money out? That speaks directly to our business model. We work with new clients. Let's say, for instance, Mark, you bought a diamond from me 2 years ago. Here's what you paid. Here's what it's worth today. Would you be interested in trading? Would you be interested in selling? Because we're quite happy to take those trades back. If you've made money, you're going to consider trading or selling.
You make money on the buy and the sell like any real estate agent
would. Well, more importantly, you make money.
Yes.
Okay? And if you're making money, you're going to likely trade some of those stones back, and I can remarket that inventory over and over again. When I started this, we sold stones in Hong Kong auctions all the time. But as the supply has become tighter and tighter, we reduced our prices, we stopped selling in Hong Kong, and we're just using our clients to hold our future inventory for us. But to get this inventory back, our clients have to make money in the process.
And indeed.
It's a win-win.
Huh. Very cool. So when somebody wants to sell it back to you, will you buy it with dollars or cryptocurrency or what?
Well, we're not looking for people to sell back to us, but we buy, sell, and trade with our clients as it makes sense for our clients and for us. Mm-hmm. The market is done in U.S. dollars, but there's nothing preventing you from selling in a basket of international currencies.
So what's a basket of international currencies?
Well, what are you interested in? You want to sell in sterling,
okay,
Swiss francs?
So any variety.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I was just... These worlds are so brand new to me. I just don't know.
See, the key thing to remember here is this is not an investment vehicle. You know, if you have a check in your wallet, if I write you a check for $10,000 and you have it in your wallet, you're supposed to declare it when you leave the country.
Sure.
It's an instrument.
Okay.
Okay? But I could put a 1-carat red diamond in a pinky ring. You'd have $1.6 million on your finger. It's personal property.
Wow. Yeah. So you can cross international borders without
personal
any trouble.
Personal property.
Jeez, $1.6 million. I don't know if I put it on a ring on my finger. I think I'd shove it up. Never mind. I'd be scared to death. Somebody would get it.
Careful, no. Those things can cut glass.
That's right. It's the hardest assumptions in the world. You know, this isn't for everyone, but if you're concerned about the volatility that we see as a result of excessive credit in the stock market, real estate market, every market has excessive credit. Our marketplace has no credit component. When I buy diamonds, I pay for them. When you buy them, you pay for them. And when you sell them, you get all the money, which means people aren't speculating in natural colored diamonds. They're investing in natural colored diamonds.
Mark, we're almost out of time here.
When one invests in these, what's the lowest rate one can go in at?
We suggest an initial entry position somewhere plus or minus $10,000.
All right. He's from Premier Diamond. It's David Metcalf. Thank you for being on Free Talk Live. We'll continue with more from Freedom Fest 2019 on tomorrow night's show.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pound Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.